from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, August 22nd. Coming up, Legislative Inspector General Mike McCuskey has been on the job for 6 months. Eric Stock checks in with him and gets his thoughts on what his office does and does not do. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Peoria City Council may ask state lawmakers next year to permit the usage of red light cameras in Peoria County. Peoria City Manager Patrick Urich says there's concern about traffic violations in the city and not enough officers for enforcement.
The council had a discussion at a recent city council meeting where they were addressing concerns about traffic safety, about the speed that vehicles are driving in the city.
Urich says that's where automated cameras could help. Red light cameras are currently allowed by state law in the Chicago and St. Louis metropolitan areas. If the council approves tomorrow, the city would add the red light camera request to its legislative wish list next January. Farmers in Illinois now have a place to turn when they have extra fruits and vegetables they can't sell. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more.
A new online marketplace funded by the Illinois Farm Bureau aims to connect local farmers with food banks and other nonprofits in need of food. The goal is to cut down on food waste by instead directing it to those who need it. Regella Scavuzzo is the Associate Director of Food Systems Development for the Illinois Farm Bureau and heads the new program, dubbed the Donations and Discounts Depot.
Really get product to those that are looking for it at an affordable rate, especially when we're looking at high inflation rates and lower access to food in general. So we're trying to move food in a different way.
The new system has a soft launch in September, and Scavuzzo says they hope to launch in full at the beginning of next year. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
If you're a farmer or nonprofit interested in participating, go to ilfb.org. An annual survey shows U.S. commercial beekeepers have lost 39% of their honeybee colonies this year. The nonprofit Bee Informed Partnership, which conducted the survey, says that's about average in recent years. Randall Cass is the bee specialist for Iowa State University's Extension Office. He says prairie land that's been plowed up for agricultural use poses a threat to bee survival.
Bees feed off of nectar and pollen from flowers. So poor forage would mean that there's just not enough flowers for them to collect from. And here in Iowa, that's a major issue. We definitely got poor forage availability because so much of our land is put into agricultural production.
Cass adds that parasites like the varroa mite and exposure to pesticides used in fields are another two major factors that cause hive loss. According to the USDA, commercial honeybee colonies pollinate at least $15 billion worth of food crops each year. Still to come, we'll hear from Illinois Legislative Inspector General Mike McCuskey, 6 months into his new position. That story from Eric Stock is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Retired Judge Mike McCuskey became Illinois' legislative watchdog 6 months ago. The office gets little attention. Critics say it's powerless. McCuskey says that's the way it's supposed to be. He says his job of legislative inspector general is to look into complaints and report when wrongdoing is found. He says his job is to stay out of the limelight and not act like a prosecutor.
Prosecution agencies don't want help. They don't want the legislative inspector general to do the job of the Northern District of Illinois that, as you know, prosecutes people like R. Kelly and all of the various names. So I can tell you every name that you've ever seen being prosecuted politically in Chicago came through the office of the legislative inspector general first. And then we referred it to the people who have hundreds of lawyers and our professionals in doing that job.
So you're saying that the legislative inspector general is doing the work that the public commands it to do, but it's doing it behind the scenes and the attention is going to the prosecutors.
Absolutely, and that is our job. We're like the police officer that sees somebody burglarize a building. Okay, what's the police officer do? They make an arrest. Well, we don't, but they refer it to the state's attorney. The state's attorney decides to refer it to a grand jury, and ultimately it comes to the court. People want us to do the prosecution, the investigation, and to be the ultimate authority on the legislature. It's not the way it works.
What do you make of your predecessors leaving in frustration, saying that they don't have the authority that they feel the office should have?
I know both Tom Homer. I know both Carol Pope. We were once all appellate judges together. Tom was a prosecutor. Carol was a prosecutor. I wasn't. I was a chief federal judge. I understand the big picture of what happens in a major corruption case. They don't want the state's attorney of some little county being involved. You know how many employees we have? Two.
Is it a reflection when they say that the office is toothless, that that allows corruption to run rampant?
It
and
doesn't.
Of course, we have a long list of political leaders who have been indicted, sent to prison, etc. You know the joke about Illinois, half of our governors have gone to prison. Is that an unfair characterization then?
It's people who are not getting the big picture. Where were the governors prosecuted? Chicago.
U.S. Attorney's Office.
U.S. Attorney's Office. Where did the crimes usually start? Springfield, Illinois. There's a state's attorney there. There's an attorney general there. And there's a United States Attorney's Office for the Central District of Illinois. They are the ones that do the heavy lifting on prosecuting governors, speakers of the House, constitutional officers, and that's what they do. They don't want somebody who has two investigators, one administrative assistant, to do it.
You had said prior to taking this office that you wanted them to be a little scared of you, presuming the lawmakers who are under your watch. Are they? Should
yes.
they be?
You know why? Because they know where it starts. And usually the first complaint of sexual harassment, bullying, see, we do a lot more than corruption, ethics violations come to us. And what happens if the legislative inspector general starts an investigation 80 days out of an election and a sexual harassment charge is being investigated? They worry about getting elected, not going to jail. 99% of them are never going to go to jail because they're honest. But they are concerned about simple things like, did you inappropriately touch the secretary? That will have the voters, especially the women, vote you out of office as fast as they can. The Northern District of Illinois isn't going to prosecute an improper touching, but it will come to our office from a complaint from an employee or staff member. See, so they're scared of anything that may affect them politically.
That's Illinois Legislative Inspector General Mike McCuskey speaking with Eric Stock. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly sunny skies today with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, Excarette Nunez, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.